Greetings and welcome to Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldie show. My name is John Lovering and I am the host of the program. Something very different to tell or to speak about on this audio track, and it has nothing to do with SoundCloud.com. But the last show of Gunsmoke that I tried to post was taken down by SoundCloud because a company called Stardust, not a well-known entity, has claimed copyright on some old-time radio content, specifically the radio show Gunsmoke. There are many old-time radio broadcasts that play programs like Gunsmoke on the internet, but there is one less now. I have removed all the Gunsmoke files in the Western playlist. Gunsmoke was a popular radio series that aired from 1952 to 1961, and it was one of the first radio shows about the Old West aimed at adults, with gritty and realistic themes. As many of you know, the show followed the adventures of Marshal Matt Dillon in the fictional town of Dodge City. Despite its historical significance and cultural impact, it seems that the Stardust Company has asserted copyright claims on behalf of CBS, especially on certain versions or recordings of the Gunsmoke radio show. This situation is not uncommon, as copyright ownership and claims can be complex and sometimes disputed. On March 20th, I disputed a 4-minute, 17-second segment that was a blooper track, and Stardust claimed a copyright infringement, and SoundCloud removed the track. Today I learned that my dispute was rejected. I'm a retired man in his late 70s, and I do not have the wherewithal to do anything about this other than to direct those of you who like Gunsmoke could most likely find it even on some other shows on SoundCloud until Stardust catches up with them. My recommendation for those who are still interested in listening to Gunsmoke radio episodes that you go to the Internet Archive, which provides high-quality audio and no commercial interruptions on their large collections that preserve the legacy of these iconic radio shows for future generations. Internet Archive is a non-profit organization that fights back over things like this. They have the legal resources to do it. But by the way, they are run on donations. And if you go there and see the tremendous resources they have in radio, television, motion pictures, books, political speeches, it is worth it to support them because they always fight back on the storage and maintenance of historical media of any kind. Meanwhile, I will continue with Heirloom Radio as long as I am able, and if Stardust and the other companies do not start claiming copyright ownership on programs that were aired 60 to, in some cases, 100 years ago. In the United States, at least, I believe now that anything that was published before 1928 is in the public domain, which it can be used in any way. There are a few exceptions, I think, but most things before 1928 are open in public domain. Works by people who died in 1973, these laws vary with different countries also, which creates a rather difficult situation on the internet, as I said, in the United States. Films, books, and artworks published in 1928 or before will also enter public domain in the United States, and in many works from well-known writers and artists entering the public domain on January 1st, 2024. So the best thing to do in that is to just look up public domain in whatever country you're in and see what their rules and regulations are. As you hear, it is a complicated situation because the rules, as I said a couple of times, are different in different countries. Down below, I will place the link for the Internet Archive, or just simply look up or search for internetarchive.org. That's internetarchive.org, and that'll open up a whole new world of old-time radio and lots of other old-time things that you might be interested in researching. Meanwhile, thanks for listening, and we'll keep going on with Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program.